Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, Pilates is certainly one of the most popular exercise systems in the country, and my guest is Michelle Olson. Dr. Michelle Olson, she's a professor of exercise physiology in the Department of Physical Education and Exercise Science at Auburn University in Montgomery. So, welcome to the show, Dr. Olson. Tell us a little bit about Pilates. It's really popular. People don't really know what it is or if you can do it without all the equipment that goes along with it. Is it something you can do from your home? Do you have to be with somebody at a club to do it? Tell us, give us a basic working definition of Pilates.
Yeah, here's a primer on Pilates. I think most consumers wonder what is the difference between Pilates and yoga. Or are Pilates and yoga, aren't they virtually the same thing? Is there really a difference? And what's interesting about Pilates is, you know, it's the name of a man, Joseph Pilates, who immigrated to the U.S. in the early 20s and set up a studio in New York. And he was just a genius, just a non-academic genius who understood the body, had his own health problems, and set up a system of exercises. And he was heavily influenced, though, by yoga. Joseph Pilates practiced yoga. So oftentimes when a person might observe a Pilates class going on or a video, it can look kind of yoga-esque. But that's really just because of the huge influence of yoga on Joseph Pilates. And he studied all kinds of exercise. I think the primary difference between yoga and Pilates is that Pilates is more active. You do a lot more moving from one exercise to the next. Like yoga, it can be very effective for stretching and helping you to improve your flexibility. Somewhat unlike yoga, Pilates is a lot more robust on working those core muscles.
So is it mainly for the core muscles?
Well, it's for the core, it's for flexibility, and for balance. So it's in terms of the core, there's a series of exercises called the Belly Series, which is kind of, you know, a humorous label, but it is a very tough series of five exercises that heavily work the abs. And there's really nothing in yoga that's quite comparable to that.
Talk about the five exercises, if you would.
Well, there's some really kind of interesting names for those who are not familiar with Pilates. The classic one is called the 100, and the reason it's named the 100 is because of you inhale and you exhale and you do 100 repetitions of this breathing while you're basically holding your abs really tight, keeping them engaged. And, you know, this can take like a full minute to complete the exercise. And if you don't have strong abs, You will definitely develop strong abs by the time you learn how to do the Pilates 100. Another exercise in that series is kind of like what most exercisers would call the bicycle maneuver, where you have one knee bent and you're rotating from side to side, crossing your elbow over to the opposite knee. You go into different kinds of maneuvers that are sort of like the bicycle, and you end up doing five different exercises that are very challenging, once again, for the abdominals, and some people just choose to do the Belly Series and some of the Pilates stretches on a daily basis, and that maybe would just take you 10 minutes, and you don't need equipment for that.
So describe it for us a little bit. Now, you talked about the bicycle maneuver, and people can sort of picture that, but when you talk about the hundreds or the 100, explain what position you're in for the listeners that want to try it right now.
Sure. So for the 100, you just lay on your back, and you bend your knees, and your head is down, and then you're going to lift your head up just so your shoulder blades are off the floor. And you'll take those bent knees and you'll straighten them out, not quite straight up, and not quite parallel to the floor, but sort of in between the 45-degree angle. So your legs are suspended, your head and your shoulders are elevated off the floor, and you're looking at your belly button. That's a really good and easy cue. So you're kind of in a V-shape, like an open jackknife. And you're going to start breathing through your nose for 5 seconds and then exhaling through your mouth for 5 seconds while you're holding those abdominals in tight and keeping your legs suspended and your head up. Along with that, you lift your arms up and you pump your arms up and down to help you count with your breathing. So it'd be kind of like if you were laying in the water and you were having to push both arms down in the water to pull yourself up out of the water. So that's the 100. You're kind of laying in an open jackknife position, working with those breathing cycles, keeping your abs really tight.
Okay, so we've got the 100. We've got the sort of a bicycle maneuver. People want to do these. They can do them at their house. Now, they also see, you know, the big reformer, the big equipment. And what is the difference between doing some of these somewhat sounding simpler moves, which really are great for your abdominals, for your core, for your back strength, and using the equipment that is, you know, available at clubs?
The equipment, you can do most all of what we call the mat exercises, which would include the abdominal exercises we talked about. You can actually do those on the equipment. The difference would be that you might have some weight or resistance added to it from the pulley system. You know, all those straps that you see hanging off of those machines, they're really a pulley system designed to where you pull on the straps or push down on the straps. You're moving weight or resistance around, just like if you were lifting weight. So you might do the 100, but you would have your hands in the straps, and you're pressing down on the straps, which creates a lot of resistance, so your hands are just not pumping in the air. I think something that the equipment, something like the reformer in particular, is also very helpful with are movements where these are actually kind of yoga-like, where you roll your feet over your head, and then you roll back down. And if you have your feet connected to the straps, the same thing. Instead of just rolling with your feet in the air over your head and back down, you would be pulling on these straps. So it's very effective for stretching out the spine and strengthening out the spine. You know, a lot of people who do Pilates say they feel like they're longer and that they stand up taller. So you can definitely get that from the mat and also using equipment like the reformer.
So it really adds that posture, it adds balance, it adds core strength and back, and, you know, it helps you with breathing. And in that way, very similar to yoga, in the last minute, please, Dr. Olson, wrap up Pilates and your best advice for people considering this type of exercise.
I think most anybody should consider taking up Pilates or taking up a series of exercises that are Pilates exercises, such as the belly series, the five ab exercises. It can help your weekend warriors. If you love to lift weights, if you love to run, it can really help you with your hip and your core strength and all of those things you need to do to protect the joints in your core. Probably somebody who needs to get some clearance would be if you had spine problems, any kind of disc herniations. It can be wonderful rehab, but you would want to make sure that you're connected to a professional who works with Pilates in the rehab area.
Well, and that's really what it's all about, is finding an exercise routine that works for you, that gets you the results you're looking for. That is what it's all about. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.